Hello, and welcome to the first episode of the Pink Flamingo Podcast. And we're your hosts. I'm Abel.
And I'm Aaron. So today we're going to talk about the two cultures, because this issue has been something that bothered almost every Indian that's ever had a social life.
And that is the difference between North and South Indians. So, let's get into it.
To begin with, let me start off by saying there's no literal division in India called North and South. It's much easier to identify us when we are outside our country. People inside India rarely call ourselves North Indians or South Indians.
First off, the biggest stereotype about us is that we're all Hindus and we worship 200 plus gods, and that we even make animals our gods. India is a country so rich in culture. The country is home to at least 9 recognized religions, including Christianity, Hinduism, Sikhism, Islam, Buddhism, Jainism, as well as Judaism, in which majority are Hindus. There are tribal religions unique to each state. For example, it is believed that St. Thomas, one of Jesus' disciples, came to Kerala, where we're from, and introduced Christianity to the people there. Judaism also traveled from Europe to India through trade routes. Hinduism gave birth to Buddhism, Sikhism, as well as Jainism. Islam traveled to India from Persia through the trade routes as well. Like we said, India is known for its religious diversity. The so-called North India has a high population of Hindus, Jains, as well as Sikhs. Then Southern India has more Christians, Muslims, Buddhists, and Hindus. In fact, our state, Kerala, has a majority of Christians.
The second thing that we all speak Indian. Indian is not a language, but a national language is Hindi, not Hindu, Hindi. It is not the only language. One fascinating fact is that our country is that there are over 2 languages there. India has 22 recognized languages written in 13 different scripts, over 720 dialects. According to the Indian Census of 2001, there were 122 major languages and 1,599 languages now. Now, where else in the world can you find something like that? The reason we have different languages is because the Indian influences and contributions of the rest of the world. Now, if you look at Southeast Asia on the map, you can see that India is surrounded by Persian or Gulf countries as well as China. It is easier for Europeans to contribute northern part of India rather than the southern. Before, most of the northern languages are divergent from the Indo-Aryan languages, which originates from the Indo-European languages families. But in the South, Indian languages originate from the German families, so that's why we're so unique in the way we speak. So that we all speak different languages, our hearts speak the same language.
Finally, food. No, we don't eat curry 24/7. First of all, curry is such a vague description. In South India, curry means basically nothing. We have chicken curry, fish curry, egg curry, vegetable curry, etc. And all are made differently. Also, there's so many variations in each. Like, there could be many types of chicken curry. Kerala chicken curry with coconut milk, etc. The food we eat differs from north to south mainly because of what can be grown in each state. Kerala is the origin of a special type of rice called Palakkad Matta rice. It has a reddish pink tone to it rather than plain white rice. Similarly, wheat is a very common in northern India, such as Gujarat. So their diet is usually heavy on wheat products. Kerala is known for its coconut dishes because the climate in the state helps coconuts to grow. So most of our dishes include coconut in some form. Oh, as a bonus, we all dress differently too. The dresses are basically altered to suit the environment we are in. For instance, a thin cotton sari or dhoti won't work in Kashmir, where it's always snowing, so they wear thicker clothing. In Kerala, it's impossible to survive in wool clothing in the scorching sun, so we opt to wear cotton sarees or dhotis.
That, my dear friends, is India in a nutshell. So this is, there's no division of North and South India, but we're so different from state to state. All the differences in language and food preferences and culture and region. India is bound together by one common factor, love for each other and respect